welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Rod Oram this morning, all the way over in the UK. Kia ora, Rod, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel, very well, thank you.
You're live from a train, is that right?
I am. I'm sorry that I should have been off the train by now, but my train was cancelled, so I'm on a later train, and I'm just hoping the mobile signal is going to hold up.
Well, it sounds good so far, and we are talking to you from the UK because you're over there doing a lot of reporting around COP26, which kicks off next month, but of course a lot of stuff happens in the lead-up to it as well. And I want to talk about that with you in more depth shortly, but I do want to start with talking about the emissions reduction plan update, which we've heard from the government in the last couple of days, and has been met with a sort of mixed response, particularly from environmental and activist organisations. Now, what's your initial takeaway from this? What are the big points that we're seeing? Because it sounds a little bit like the government saying we can't hit these targets unless we get big buy-in from business sector and farming sectors.
That's completely true, but what worries me is the government seems to be going very much backwards, not only has it postponed until next May completing the emissions reduction plan, but it's now saying that what had been lined up by the Climate Commission and existing policies won't get us there, which is what we already knew, and therefore asking for business and farming and the rest to come up with even more proposals, they have been trying to do, but they haven't been being incorporated by the government. So I think the government is completely at sixes, at sevens on all this. But worse, the farming sector is going backwards. What we're seeing pre-COP is a far greater emphasis on methane than ever before. Mm. And that's directly because of the UN's most recent report, six, which made it very clear that
Oh, we've slightly lost you to the aliens there a little bit. Rod, are you still there? Oh, we might have got into a bad patch of cell reception. I'll just wait and see if he comes back at all. Any Rod there? Bums. All right. We'll play a bit of bad taste and we'll see if we can get Rod back in the meantime. This is Wheel of Pain.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Small child to a grown man, turning the wheel of pain. I feel like Conan, trapped in my screen. Somebody changed the program. I'm no fan of what's on. Yeah, we gotta switch it up. I'm running out of nugs and I'm chopping up my stalks. And my mind is barely functioning, so I can hardly talk. I'm just speaking with my mind, conversating with my thoughts. A little bit of tranquilizer got me feeling like a horse. I'm galloping frantically, looking for a bag to put the salad in. Thinking about my sanity and panicking. Manic tings, had a dream. Woke up, I was in another.
All right, very sorry to Alphabet Head and Young Ghost, but we're going to see if we've still got Rod there. Kia ora, Rod. Hello.
I'm back. What was the last thing you heard me say?
You were talking about methane reduction targets to do with COP26 and also the emissions reduction plan from the government.
Yeah, absolutely. So pre-COP, it's really important that the US and the EU have proposed an alliance and trying to get other countries to sign up to a 30% reduction in methane by 2030. And that's three times what we might be doing, but it seems to be in New Zealand. But it seems that most recently the government has backed off on that some more. So that's how far we are completely out of step with the rest of the world. And I just think the government's going backwards. It's as simple as that. I think there's it's showing no ambition and a complete inability to coordinate all the crucial players in this, in government and out in business.
Now, why are we seeing that, do you think? What's the influencing factors on this move back? Because there's been such a lot of talk from this government in, you know, I mean, everyone goes back to the touchstone of the nuclear-free moment, which was campaigned upon. But why are we seeing this sort of walking back of any sense of progress here?
I don't know, but I suspect the government has been rightly preoccupied with COVID, but unable to do anything else on top of that. And that seems to me the real problem here. It's also really important to note that how much the global understanding has moved on since even the climate change commission was reporting its final recommendations to government a number of months ago. And the big change there is science, and that's AR6 from the United Nations. And so we are constantly on the back foot in New Zealand. We are just absolutely not keeping up with the play at all. And we still don't have an improved NDC to deliver at COP, which starts in 2 weeks' time. Supposed to be, quote, in love, the latest science.
So what are we going to be... Oh, sorry, Rod. Hello, have we still got you there?
Hello.
We still have you. Yeah. Good. I was going to say, so what are we going to be seeing in the next 2 weeks? You know, we're getting very close to the kicking off of this conference. What are some of the conversations that are happening, and what do you expect we'll see in this run up and then in these first few weeks of talks?
Because we have yet to deliver an improved NDC, and because there is this dramatic shift in the global dialogue and debate on methane, it looks as though New Zealand's going to have absolutely nothing new credible to bring to COP. It's as simple as that.
Now, that seems very disappointing and frustrating for a lot of people. Is there any, you know, hope or chance that we can pull something off, we can rectify this situation in time? Or are you hoping that perhaps on the other side of COP we might see some change?
It's really important that we make the best contribution as a country we can to COP, and I think that's now seriously in doubt. It would be possible, from a political point of view, for the government to understand how far adrift it is of the international debate and discussion.
We might have just lost Rod again. What a shame, because it was so interesting. Oh, hello. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Got a chance for a last word. I think our connection's cutting in and out there, Rod, but I do want to hear your final thoughts on that.
COP is not the be-all and end-all, because this is work of decades ahead. But there has to be a very clear, very bold statement from our government about what it's going to do at COP, so the other nations of the world can believe we're a credible partner. That's what's at stake here, and that's what we've got to see from the government in the next 2 weeks.
Well, it'll be very interesting to follow that, and I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on them as well at this point moving into that. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Rod. Looking forward to getting another update in a few weeks from you. Enjoy the rest of your train ride, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for speaking with us.
Yes, my pleasure. On a more secure line next time.
Hey, it's great to get your thoughts nonetheless. Cheers, Rod. Bye.
Thank you.
We just heard a bit of political commentary.